它是我们在青少年聘募的过程当中所发现的一个很适合我们教会青少年牧师的一个候选人，所以我们希望今天把这时间交给他，他在我们当中正道来分享神的话语之外，我们来享受他在我们当中所讲的语言的信息。 I'm going to introduce in Mandarin anyway. It's okay. 他在我们当他的经历是这样子，大家很多弟兄姊妹可能对他不熟悉，英文的青年的可能对他比较熟悉。Translate anyway. Okay. We'll have a speaker today. His name is Nathan Ida, and he's from India, right? Originally, and the second generation. He's 30 years old, and he graduated from Detroit Baptist Theological Seminary. And he will be our candidate for our youth pastor. So today, his sermon will help us to understand him more, even for the Mandarin and Cantonese group. But mainly, the youth parents would like to know him more. He's the pastoring in Grace Baptist Church in Hamtramck, in Michigan. And also, his wife Jennifer is here with us, and his daughter Asha is in the cradle with us too. So we just hand out our time to Nathan now. Sorry.
All right, let's pray together. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, thank you so much for who you are. You are the one true God of the universe. There is no other God. And we ask that today you would meet with us through your word. May you be glorified in all that is said and done. May your name be hallowed in all the earth. I pray, Father, that you would purge us of our sins. May you bestow your grace and mercy on us. May we come as people who are humble, clothed with the holiness of God, with you being our consuming passion. May this not be another exercise, another activity, but may it be a pursuit of life, which is to know God and to love Him and others as you have commanded. Speak to us this morning through your word. I pray that you would take me out of your word and just speak to us through me, your servant. May you be honored and glorified again. Amen.
Amen.
Right. I want to start with saying this. If you would just oblige and do this with me, I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made, and you repeat, we will rejoice and be glad in it. Can we do that? Okay, so here we go.
You need to do it, please.
Okay, this is...
okay.
Okay, this is the day the Lord has made. Alright, that was a little scattered, so let's try that again, okay? This is the day that the Lord has made.
今天是神帮我们做的。
The challenges of multi-language churches, right? But this is fun. Listen, are you joyful to be here this morning?
你今天很高兴吗?
We are here, the people of God.
我们在这里是神的子民。
We are the people of God.
我们是神的子民。
The one true God of the universe.
我们是对，是唯一的真神。
And we have a relationship with him.
我们跟他有中间有关系。
Listen, the president doesn't know who we are.
总统不知道我们是谁。
And he doesn't know who we are from Adam.
他不晓得我们从哪，我们是从亚当来的。
But God knows who we are.
但是神知道我们从哪边来的。
He understands us deeply.
他了解我们。
He knows our every trial.
他任何整个所有的部落他都清楚。
And we want to meet with him today.
我们今天跟他见面。
He wants to meet with you today.
他也想跟你见面。
My proposition to you today,
我今天想要说的是,
is that we human beings,
我们人类,
exist to glorify God.
人的存在是为了荣耀神。
We exist to glorify God.
我们的存在是为了荣耀神。
And enjoy Him forever.
然后我们在这边在中间能够享受他的恩赐。
That's my proposition for you this morning.
这是今天的信息。
Again, thank you for this great opportunity to share God's work and word with you.
感谢今天有给我这么一个机会来这边分享神的话语。
It is a great privilege to, as a people of God, to hear from the one true God.
在这边我们是被荣耀的一群人，能够跟唯一的真神说话。
As you know, I am Nathan Ida.
他的名字叫 Nathan Ida。
My wife Jen is here with me in the last row. I want to embarrass her a little bit.
我的太太 Jennifer 坐在后面，我不想要让她觉得很不好意思。
And my daughter Asha is right next to her.
她的女儿在旁边。
She is 4 months old.
她是四个月大。
And she is a joy for us.
她是一个从上帝来的礼物。
I grew up in India in a God-fearing family.
他在一个 印度长大，在一个敬畏神的家庭里面长大。
And so did my wife Jennifer.
他的太太也是在这么一个家庭里面长大。
One of the things that was ingrained in me throughout my childhood,
从小他长大的时候，脑筋里面最深刻的印象就是
is that we exist to glorify God.
我们的存在是为了要荣耀神。
1 Corinthians 10:31 states,Whatever you do, do it to the glory of God.
在那个哥林多前书第一章哥林多前书第十章三十一节，所以你们或吃喝或做什么，一切都要为神的荣耀而行。
And that was the theme of our family.
这个是他们这个家庭的主题。
That was the theme of our life.
这也是我们生活的一个主题。
My father is a pastor in India.
他的父亲在印度已经当了30年的牧师。
He has been a pastor for the past 30 years.
他是30年的牧师，当牧师当了30年。
My great uncle was significant to take the gospel to the region of South India.
他的伯父呢，在印度，南印度那边也是在传福音。
My dad, whose name is Chandrasekhar Ida,was led to plant a church in the city of Mumbai.
他的父亲呢，在那个蒙白那个西体里面执堂。
He, along with my mother Irene, went to Mumbai to plant churches.
他跟他母亲一起到蒙白去执堂。
Now, after 30 years of ministry in Mumbai, God has blessed us with 3 local churches in Mumbai city.
感谢神的恩赐，在过30年之后的侍奉，他们已经有三个当地的教会。
He has blessed us with a Bible college to train young men and women to share the gospel in their own regions.
他们成立一个圣经教会是一个圣经的大学，然后这个学校的目的就是在训练年轻人能够去外面执堂。
He has burdened my mother to start an orphanage with 80 kids to share the gospel and Jesus Christ with these kids.
阿们。他们又成立一个孤儿院呢，带领了80个年轻的小孩子去相信耶稣基督。
Now after all these accomplishments, it's easy to feel prideful.
为了就是已经成就这么多事情，是很容易就感到自己很光荣，很荣耀。
But it was ingrained in us that whatever we do it for God's glory.
但是他也很清楚这些事情的荣耀是这些事情的发生是因为我们要来做荣耀神的事。
What I want to do today is understand what does God's glory mean?
我们今天所要讲的主题，要强调的重点是，神的荣耀到底是什么原因？
What does it mean?
是什么意思？
So what we will do is there's a three-step process that we will go through.
所以我们今天要走过三个步骤，或者以三段式的方式来说明。
Firstly, we will define the glory of God.
第一段呢，我们就是要说明呢，神的荣耀是什么。
That's like saying, define God and give three examples.
就是来，我们再帮神定义，然后给三个例子。
It's a difficult task, but we'll try to define the glory of God.
这是很难的事，不过我们试试看。
Second, we will discover what the purpose of man's existence is.
第二个阶段，我们就要来讨论一下说，人存在的目的是什么？
Why are you and I put on this earth?
为什么你跟我会在这个世界上？
And lastly, we will see how we as a believing community ought to live for God.
第三段我们要讲的说，我们当我们成为一个信神的一个共同体的时候，我们要怎么样做来荣耀神？
So we want to go back to the basics.
所以我们要回到基本面。
And the basic is there is a God.
这个基本的观念就是说，那边有个神存在。
And He has spoken.
And 他已经说了。
So two realities that I presuppose. One, there is a God.
这个事实上，真实上就是说，那边有一个真神。
And He has spoken.
他透过圣经对我们说话。
So whatever I say that is not from God's word is irrelevant.
所有我说的话跟圣经无关的话呢，那都是没有关系的。
I could say good stories.
我可以告诉你个很好的故事。
I can make a few people laugh.
我可以让大家欢笑。
But if it's not from God,
但实际上是不是从圣经而来的，
then it's irrelevant.
那这跟今天的主题无关。
So we ought to hear from the word of God.
所以我们在这边来听神的话语。
So going back to the basics, let's see how God defines His glory.
所以我们回到基本面，让神根据神的话语来告诉我们神是什么，神的荣耀是什么。
There are two reasons why it's difficult to define glory.
这有两个原因，为什么很难来定义说神的荣耀是什么？
One, we as human beings cannot relate to God's glory.
我们人所了解到的荣耀、光荣跟神实际上是不一样的。
And second, the word glory is like the word beauty.
第二个呢，神的荣耀这事情就跟在讲人的美丽一样。
It's easy to define, let's say, the word basketball.
我们譬如说我们要来描述一个篮球，这是很容易描述的事。
If I told you there's this round thing, it's made of rubber and leather, and if I said that you can fill air in it and bounce it around and put it in a basket, you will understand what a basketball is.
假如说我告诉你这是个圆圆的东西，然后是橡皮做的，你要充气在里面，你在使用它的时候是要在地上拍的，然后把丢到篮子里面去，那你一定可以联想到这就是一个篮球。You
would have never, you could have never even seen a basketball, but if I described it to you that way, you would understand what it is.
你不需要见过篮球，可是透过这个描述，你就可以知道篮球长得像什么样子。You
see, you can't do that with the word beauty.
但是对于人的美丽呢，你不能做同样的事情。
Unless you see it.
除非你看到了。And
that too, some things are beautiful for some and not for others.
而且美丽这种事情，有些人看起来觉得美丽的东西，其他人并不这么认为。See,
that's the problem with defining the word glory.
所以呢，我们在定义神的荣耀的时候呢，我们也碰到同样的挑战。It's
like the word beauty.
就像美丽一样。
Let us see what Isaiah's vision was of God's glory.
我们透过以赛亚的意象来描述神的荣耀。Isaiah
6, please turn with me there.
以赛亚书第六章第一到第六节。This
is how Isaiah defines God's glory.
这边是根据经文来，以赛亚是这样来定义神的荣耀的。I'm
going to read verses 1 through 6.
他要读第六章第一到第六节。
In the year that King Uzziah died,
乌西亚王去世那年,
I saw the Lord high and exalted seated on the throne.
我看见主坐在高高的宝座上,
and the train of his robe filled the temple.
他的衣裳垂下,
above him were seraphim.
在它上面有沙拉佛侍立。
Each with six wings.
每一个都有六个翅膀。
With two wings, they covered their faces.
用两个翅膀遮脸。
With two, they covered their feet.
两个翅膀遮脚。
With two, they were flying.
两个翅膀飞翔。
And they were calling to one another.
他们彼此高呼着说
,Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty.
圣哉圣哉圣哉万军之耶和华。
The whole earth is full of His glory.
他的荣光充满全地。
At the sounds of their voices, the doorposts and thresholds shook.
因呼叫者的声音，门槛的根基震撼，殿也充满了烟云。
And the temple was filled with smoke.
Filled with smoke, 充满烟云了。
Woe to me, I cried, I am ruined.
那时我说，我有祸了。
For I am a man of unclean lips.
我灭亡了，因为我是个嘴唇不洁的人。
And I live among a people of unclean lips.
又住在嘴唇不洁的人民当中。
And my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty.
因为我亲眼看见的大君王万军之耶和华。
Then one of the seraphim flew to me with a live coal in his hand.
有一个佛拉佛啊，沙拉佛飞到我面前，手里拿着烧红的炭，是用火钳从祭坛里取来的。
Which he had taken with tongs from the altar, with it he touched my mouth and said,
是用火炭从祭坛里取来的。
See, this has touched your lips, your guilt is taken away, and your sin atoned for. This passage gives us a glimpse into God's glory.
这段经文呢，就可以告诉我们怎么样来看神的荣耀。
In a vision, Isaiah sees the glory of God.
在这个意象里面，以赛亚看到神的荣耀。
And it's used as a great illustration to define the glory of God.
他用他的意象来描写，来描述神的荣耀。
Verse 3 gives us an indication of the meaning of the glory of God.
这边呢，就是跟我们说明到神的荣耀到底是什么样的意思。
See, I'm a candidate for youth pastor.
我是这边青年牧师的候选人。
And I have a job description.
他有一个那个工作的描述呢。
If I don't do my job, there's a problem.
他要是没有做他的工作的话，他就会有碰到问题了。
Over here we see that angelic beings have a job description.
在这里面呢，所谓的 seraphim 就是这个六翼的天使，他也有他的工作的说明的。
And their only job is to shout throughout the whole earth,Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty.
这些天使啊，这些六翼的天使，他们的工作就只有一个，就是对于全世界说明说，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，这个是神的荣耀呢。
圣哉？
圣哉。
Okay, cool. So, our God is a glorious God, and He's so glorious that it takes angelic beings' full-time job to declare it.
我们的神呢是多么的荣耀，荣耀到说呢，他有一群天使，他们的工作就是为了要呼召他的荣耀。
And there's a parallel in John's vision in Revelation, the exact same parallel.
在启示里面也有同样的经文在说明这件事。
Our God is a holy God.
我们的神是荣耀的神啊。
What does holiness mean?
这个 holy 这个荣耀神这个荣耀是什么意思呢？
There's two different understandings or primary or secondary understandings of the word holy.
圣荣耀圣哉这个有两个意思。
Holy could mean moral righteousness.
这个一个是讲在道德上。
So if you say, well, that person, he's really holy, what do you mean?
我们讲说某一个人是很
you mean,
神圣的。
You mean that he does the right thing all the time.
你意思是说这个都一直在做正就是做对的事情。
But that is not the way Isaiah uses the word holy.
但是这个不是在以赛亚里面讲 holy 那个意思。
He's using the word holy as separate.
他这个以赛亚里面讲圣哉这个字实际上是有分离的味道呢。
When he says God is holy, he says he's separate from us.
他讲这个分离的意思是说呢，当神的神圣呢是跟人的神圣是不一样，这是完全不同的事情。
Nobody can touch him.
没有人能够去碰神的荣耀。
He is in a class of his own.
他是单独自己的荣耀。
There is nothing like God.
这世界上没有什么事情可以跟神的荣耀相比。
He is separate.
他跟我们是分开不一样的。
I come from India.
他从印度来。
And we used to have kings.
印度以前是有国王的。
And he was separate from the common man.
他跟普通人是不同的，他跟普通人是分开的。
There is nothing inherent in him that made him separate.
他们并不是说某些继承某些事情让他们跟别人不同。
We had some wicked kings in India.
我们有一些国王在也是不圣洁的。
But God inherently is separate from us.
但是神在天生自然的就是跟我们不同。
He just is in a class of his own.
他自己是独立的一体，独立的一格。
And for emphasis, the angelic beings are shouting three times, "Holy, holy, holy is God Almighty."
所以为了神的圣洁的这件事情，这个天使要呼叫三次，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，来显示神的荣耀。
So when the angels are declaring that God is holy, they are saying that God is set apart or separated from us.
当这些天使说神是圣哉的时候呢，他已经很明显表示神跟我们是不一样的。
And then, notice they say the whole earth is full of his glory.
他又说全世界全地球上是充满了他的荣耀。
Now when they start with the description of God as holy, you would think they would end it with the whole earth is full of his holiness.
所以呢他在说明的时候事实上虽然一开始只在讲圣哉，但是事实上最后说明的是整个地球整个世界上是充满了他的荣耀。
But they end it with the whole earth is full of his glory.
重点是整个世界上是充满他的荣耀。
So the word glory comes from a root whose meaning is to be solid or heavy or weighty.
但是神圣荣耀这个字呢，在它的字根实际上是讲是指是很特别的，很重要的。
So that leads me to believe that God's glory is His setting apart Himself.
Okay. 所以呢，神的荣耀呢是。唯一让就是让神跟我们不一样，让他自己自成一格的很重要的原因。
It's the expression of his stunning importance and reality.
在这边呢，我们要强调的是呢，这个神的荣耀事件是件很重要的事情，而且在我们生活当中扮演一个很重要的角色，在我们信仰当中。
And this is the closest I can come to define the glory of God.
这个是尽我们最大能力来解释神的荣耀呢。
Moses asked to see God one day.Moses asked to see God one day.
摩西呢曾经要求跟神见面。
He couldn't stand the full glory of God.
连他都没办法忍受那个，不是忍受，他没办法。
That
神的荣耀。
That means God is in a class of his own.
这个意思是说呢，神是自己的荣耀是独立一格的。
Are you stunned by God's glory?
你今天有没有感受到人的荣耀呢？
The creation declares it.
这个神的荣耀的产生。
Psalm 19:1 says, "The heavens declare the glory of God."
这个神的荣耀是从天上来的。
The glory of God is made public or is further defined through His Son, Jesus Christ.
神的荣耀的显现呢，是透过他的儿子耶稣基督。
John
1:14.
Here's what John 1:14 tells us.
约翰福音第一章第十四节这样说道。
The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
道成的肉身这是约翰福音第一章第十四节。道成的肉身住在我们当中。满有恩典和真理，我们见过他的荣光，正是从父而来的独生子的荣光。
Jesus Christ was the exact representation of God.
耶稣基督呢，就是神的显现。
He was God.
他就是神。
And so when he walked the earth, the glorious God walked the earth.
所以当他在地上行走的时候呢，神的荣光就跟着一起在地上行走。
In all his glory, he bore the sins of mankind.
在他这么充满神的荣耀中的时候呢，他又背负了世间人的罪。
and yet he himself never sinned.
但是他自己 从来没犯过罪。
This glorious Christ, the Messiah, helps us understand the glory of God.
这种神的这种救世的概念，让我们能够了解到神的荣耀。
In John 13:31-34.
约翰福音13章第31节到34节。
We have the statement saying, when he had gone out, Jesus said, now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and glorify him at once.
Okay. 约翰福音13章第31节到34节，他出去以后，耶稣就说：“现在人子得了荣耀，神在人子身上得了荣耀，也要在自己身上荣耀人子，并且要立刻荣耀他。”God
is glorified in Jesus Christ.
神呢，透过耶稣基督来荣耀他自己。And
the Son of Man, Jesus Christ, was glorified when he rose from the dead after bearing our sins.
当人子耶稣基督从死里复活的时候呢，这个时候就是他在彰显神的荣耀。So
in conclusion, we have concluded the glory of God is His setting apart of Himself.
所以我们这边来建立一个最重要的一个观念，就是说神的荣耀呢，让他跟我们其他人不一样。He
has set Himself apart from us.
他跟我们是不一样，他是自成一格的。There is
no one like our God. He alone is God. So what does that, how does that give us purpose?
那这件事情对人类的目的是什么呢?
1 Corinthians 10:31.
It
says, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God.
所以你们或吃喝或做什么，一切都要为神的荣耀而行。
What is the purpose of mankind?
人类的目的是什么?
It is to live for the glory of God.
我们是为了神的荣耀而活。
Even in the mundane things.
即使是在最平常的事情里面,
in eating,
譬如说吃饭,
in drinking,
喝水,
all of it,
所有我们做的事情,
we ought to do it for His glory. He is deserving of all our devotion. Because He is glorified, He is deserving of all our praise.
因为他是荣耀的，所以我们所有的赞美，我们所有的奉献都要归于他。We
have to keep that in mind.
这个事情要牢记在心。There
are going to be times when we forget that.
有时候我们会忘记这件事。There
are going to be times when, as a community, we forget why we exist.
有时候我们在共同体里面，或者在这个社区里面生活的时候，会忘了这件事情。Brothers
and sisters in Christ, our purpose in life is to glorify God.
弟兄姐妹们啊，我们在生活的目的就是为了荣耀神。That
is why we exist.
这是为什么我们会存在。I
know life gets busy.
我很清楚，在我们的日常生活是很忙碌的。I
know you have to go to work in the morning and come home at night.
我们早上去工作，晚上才回来。I
know you have vacation to go to.
我知道你有时候要去休假。
Whatever you do, do it to the glory of God.
不管你做什么，都要去荣耀神。
What does that mean?
这到底是什么意思呢？
When you're at work and your boss tells you to do something that you don't like,
当你在工作的时候，你老板叫你做一些你不想做的事的时候，
you don't work for your boss ultimately.
但是你要记得，你最终你不是在帮你老板做事。
You work for the glory of God.
你是为神在做事。
See, the glory of God changes how you perceive things.
为了荣耀神，会改变你对人跟对事情的看法。
If you don't glorify God, you are glorifying something else, and that makes you an idolater.
你假如说不荣耀神，那表示说你想要荣耀别的事情的话，那你只是个崇拜偶像的人。
Anybody that shares in God's glory is an idolater.
任何一个人把一些荣耀事情从神的身上拿开到别的事上、别的事情上面的时候，是那你就只是一个崇拜偶像的人。
God does not share His glory with anyone.
神呢的荣耀是不能跟其他人分享的。
Only He is to be glorified.
只有他能被荣耀。
Exodus 34:14, and I'm going to trip my brother because I didn't tell him about this. Exodus 34:14 tells us, do not worship any other God.
不要崇拜任何其他的偶像神。
For the Lord whose name is jealous is a jealous God.
我们的神是一个很嫉妒的神。
We ought not to worship anything else but God.
我们对其他的事情，除了神以外，我们不能崇拜任何其他的事情。
In our order of importance and priorities, God's glorification is number one.
在我们世间世上所有的生活里面，荣耀神是我们第一最重要要该做的事情。
Only glorify God. That's your primary purpose in life.
我们生活最重要的目的就是要荣耀神。
Secondly, humans exist to live for God.
第二个呢，人的存在呢是为了神。
Now, that's strange in our postmodern era.
对我们现代人的现代人来讲，这个可能是很奇怪的概念。
Are we not supposed to live for ourselves?
我们不是应该为自己而活吗？
I thought I'm getting a degree to pursue happiness.
我们去拿到一个学位的时候，事实上就是为了要能够追求更好的生活。
I thought I'm pursuing a degree to buy the next BMW.
我要一个好的学位，就是能够买一辆 BMW.
I want a house with a pool in it.
我要一间房子有游泳池。
If it has a big screen entertainment center, all the better.
我们的电视，家里面的电视荧幕要越大越好。
Now, are those things bad?
这些东西是不好的吗？
They're not bad things.
这些其实并不是不好。
But do you find yourself pursuing those things?
但是你会发现你在追求这些事情的时候呢？
We have missed the mark if we are.
我们已经忘失掉了一些事情。
We exist to glorify God and live for Him.
我们生活，我们的存在是为了荣耀神，我们是为神而活。
He's a giver of good gifts.
他是一个给我们恩赐的人。
But our passion is not those gifts, but the giver of those gifts. Our passion is not those gifts that he gives us, but our passion is that giver who gives us those gifts.
神给我们的一些恩赐呢，其实不是只有对我们对神的一个一个怎么翻译？哦，我们要给我们的神，这有点难的，这是 limiting problem.
Yeah, imagine if we were trying to translate a chemistry equation.
Yeah, particularly it's not here.
Alright, so God ought to be our passion.
神呢，必须是我们能够觉得很兴奋的事情。
Stephen Curtis Chapman, a singer who sings Christian songs.
他讲到一个专门唱基督，
就是 Steve Chapman.
Steve Chapman 是一个唱歌的人。
He has a song that says, "Be my magnificent obsession." Be my magnificent obsession. God, you be my passion.
神啊，你是我最兴奋的事。有意向是吧？
We ought to be living for God.
我们必须要为神生活。
Lastly,
最后
if that is what we ought to live for,
假如说我们为神，我们是为神而活。
If we are to live for God,
我们要为神而活的话。
If we are to glorify Him,
我们要荣耀他的话。
And that is our purpose of existence,
这是我们存在的目的。
Then why should we as a community forget that?
为什么当假如说我们这是我们存在的目的的时候？那当我们在一个共同体的时候，为什么会忘了这件事情？
You realize that we are the church of God.
你知道我们是神的教会。
Jesus gave his life for the church.
耶稣基督为了这个教会舍命舍他的生命呢。
He said, "I will build my church, and the powers of death shall not prevail against it.
14? I should tell you. Okay. 这边实际上提到的是，我告诉你，我是彼得，我在这磐石上建立我的教会，死亡的权势不能胜过他。
Jesus loves his church.
神啊，耶稣基督是爱他的教会的。
Let me tell you this.
让我来告诉你这件事。
This is not Chinese people's church.
这不是一个中国人的教会。
This is not American people's church.
这也不是一个美国人的教会。
This is not going to be the pastor's church.
这也不是牧师的教会。
This is not going to be the congregation's church.
这也不是一个会众的教会。
This is Jesus's church.
这是一个耶稣基督的教会。
He owns it.
他是拥有这个教会。
He will run it.
他是来经营这个教会。
And nothing can stay his hand.
没有人能够从他手上拿走这件事。
He is the owner and proprietor of this church.
他是这个教会的拥有，他拥有这个教会。
He is the CEO of this church.
他是这个教会的主宰。
At least he ought to be.
至少他应该是属于。
If he isn't, we have a problem.
假如他不是的话，那我们就有问题了。
Then we are no more than a social gathering.
那假如说神不拥有这教会的话，那这就只是一个社团而已。
Don't call yourself a church if you are just a social gathering.
不要把你自己称为教会，假如说这只是一个大家来聚会聊天的一个地方。
This is serious business.
这是一个很重要的事情。
Christ gave his life for the church.
耶稣基督为了这个教会舍他的命。
People around the world are giving their lives to see churches built.
这个世界上有很多人就为了这个教会的建立舍去他们的生命。
People in India, people in China,
在印度，在中国。
People in Russia,
在苏俄。
People in hard countries,
在一些落后的国家。
They are giving their lives to see the church built.
他们为了建立这教会舍命。
We don't have room for complacency.
我们在这边实际上是没有地方可以有。
Jesus Christ gave his life for this church.
耶稣基督为了这教会舍命。
He gave his life.
他为了我们舍命。
Do you think this is serious?
你不觉得这个是个很严重的事情吗？很重要的事情。
He gave his life so that we can pray to the one true God of the universe.
他为了舍命，所以我们可以在这边为神的为上神祷告，为唯一真神祷告。
He gave his life so he can communicate through his word.
他为了他舍弃了生命，所以我们能够跟他透过圣经来交通。
He gave his life so that we can be one with God one day.
他为了我们舍命，所以有一天我们能够跟神在一起。
So as a church, this is serious business.
对于教会来讲，这个是真的是很重要的事情。
I would argue it is the most important business of your life.
对于你们来讲，跟神在一起，在教会里面是最重要的事情。
More than that paycheck that you get every week.
比你每个礼拜、每两个礼拜拿到的那张支票，就是薪水啊，来重要。
More than the degree you're pursuing.
比你学位还要重要。
The local church is of ultimate importance to Jesus Christ.
对当地的教会，对当地就是地方教会，对神来讲是一个最重要的一个团体。
So, Brother Nathan, if the church is important, how should I show that it is important to me?
所以我要问你，就是说，假如说是教会对当地很重要，你怎么能够告诉我对我本人来讲是很重要的
？Well, you do that by using your spiritual gifts.
Okay.因为神呢，他的已经给我们属灵的一个生命。
The Bible teaches us that a Christian is given spiritual gifts.
属灵的恩赐在圣经里面告诉了神已经给我们属灵的恩赐。
We are all endowed with gifts.
我们生命里面都已经充满了恩赐。
Some of us can preach.
有些人可以讲道。
Some of us can translate.
有些人可以翻译。
That is if the speaker is doing a good job.
对，因为这讲员做了很好的一件事情。
Some of us can teach kids.
有些人可以教小孩。
Some of us do a wonderful job of setting up the chairs. setting up the chairs, bringing the chairs out.
有些人对排椅子有恩赐呢。
There's no significant or insignificant job in the kingdom of God.
在神的国度里面，没有什么事情是不重要的。
All of us have spiritual gifts.
每一个人都有属灵的恩赐。
If you are a follower of Jesus Christ,
你假如是神的跟随者。
He has given you a gift.
他已经给你的恩赐。
Some of us have multiple gifts.
有些人有好几个恩赐。
The gift of administration some of us have.
譬如说有些人他的工作就是在管理事情。
We ought to be using these gifts for the glory of God.
我们必须用这些神给我们的恩赐来荣耀神。
Find out what your gift is.
找出来你的恩赐是什么。
Find out what it is.
找出来。
And use it.
然后用它，使用它。
In this church community.
在这个教会里面使用你的恩赐。
1 Corinthians 12 is all about spiritual gifts.
我们这边提到都是讲到都是神的恩赐。
Read it.
读它。
Read it and understand it.
了解它。
In this is a gift from above that nobody else can give to you.
这个恩赐是从神那边来的，不是任何人可以给你的。
Lastly.
最后。
And I'm truly saying, lastly,
这真的是最后一点啊。We
ought to live in love for others.
我们要活的就是要爱其他的人。We
are called to love each other.
我们被神呼召来爱我们的其他的人。Now
this is not the kind of love that fleets away, that goes away.
这种爱呢，它不是最后就不见了，或是消失了。
I love my wife.
他爱，不是爱他的太太。
Differently than what this is talking about.
但是这种爱呢，跟我们现在讲的爱是不一样的。
God says in John 13:34 that this is my commandment that I give to you.
在约翰福音13章34节有提到说，我给你们一条新命令，就是要你们彼此相爱。
That you love one another as I have loved you. And that you also love one another.
我怎么样爱你们，你们要怎么样彼此相爱。
What John is teaching us as a community is.
在这边约翰所提到的时候，就是一个共同体是。
Is for his disciples.
对他的门徒。
Are you a disciple of Jesus Christ?
你们是耶稣基督的门徒吗？
You are asked to love one another.
你假如是的话，你就要彼此相爱。
Just like Christ loved us.
就跟耶稣基督爱我们一样。This
love is self-giving.
这种爱呢，是从本身自发出来的。It's
not convenient love.
这不是一个因为方便而来的爱。It's
not, oh, you give me something and then I will love you.
这并不是说我给你一些爱，你就要回报我一些爱。It's
a sacrificial love.
这种爱是一种牺牲的爱。That
which costs you something.
它不会 cost you something.
Someday, your love for God may cost you your life.
有一天呢，你对神的爱 maybe 会让你失掉你的生命。
Are you willing to give your life for the cause of Christ?
但是为了神，你愿意牺牲你的生命吗？
Having said all of that, my vision for the church.
透过这些说明呢，我对教会的意向是
is that we would live to glorify God.
我们活着是为神而活。
We have to keep that as our number one priority.
我们必须把这个东西当做我们生活中最重要的目标。
Secondly, that we would use our spiritual gifts for the glory of God.
第二个就是说，我们被把神给我们属灵这个恩赐，就是为了要去荣耀神。
And thirdly, that love would never leave this place. Amen.
第三个是爱，这东西永远不会离开这个地方。
Everything you do ought to be out of love for God and love for the other person.
所有你做的事情呢，都必须基于在爱神跟爱人上面。
This should be true whether or not I'm your pastor.
这个哈是应该是不变的真理，不管我是不是你们的牧师。
It doesn't matter what happens in terms of where I'm at. It doesn't matter where I am at.
这个对于他不管他在哪里，这都是一个真理。
This is from God.
这是从神而来的。
Not from Nathan.
不是从牧师那边而来的。
Live to glorify God.
活的是为了要荣耀神。
Amen.
Amen.